Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to dive into the energies of May 2021. We're going to look at the collective energy for May. May is a universal one energy. So we're going to dive into that, take a closer look at those energies that we may feel collectively. And then I'm going to break the energy down for your particular life path number, and that will be labeled in the notes and on the thumbnail. So I hope that makes sense. I know a few people were confused on April's forecast, but basically, again, we're just going to start the podcast off by looking at the collective energies for the universal energy, and then we're going to break down your own life path number. Okay, so May 2021 is a 10-1 universal energy. So ultimately, it's a one universal energy. And so what that means is the collective energy of May is that of new starts, fortune, luck, and a turn for the better. So this is a great time to express authentic, innovative ideas in a way that allows you to sort of take the reins and take the lead within your own life. You know, do you want a new job? Do you want a new relationship? Is there a new project or experience that you want to have? This is the energy that supports you in the initiation. So go for it. It may not unfold exactly as you plan, because there's always sort of a level of surrender involved in life, as we know, but it will bring you exactly what you need for this phase of your journey. So you just need to say yes and get started. So there may be instances this month where you find yourself standing alone, sort of required to make personal decisions. This can feel challenging at times, but it's in this solitude that you'll discover things about yourself and your journey that that were previously hidden. So this is a wonderful energy for self-discovery and for standing on your own two feet. This is going to be a time where you could see great rewards surface for efforts you've already expended. Things that felt challenging in the past sort of shift, and things begin to calm down enough for you to see more clearly and to gain the confidence needed in order to make those bold new starts that have been calling to you. So you may find that you receive some much needed clarity at this time around a circumstance where there may have been some conflict previously. This clarity will allow you to deal with the situation in a much more elevated way, with a deeper understanding. And so that will allow you to move forward much more freely once things are settled. So this is an energy of initiation and change. So if there are areas within your life where a fresh new outlook is needed or a new start is beckoning, this is the month to make your move. Embrace this one energy for all that it has to offer. Okay, 11 twos. 11s, don't forget to listen to the forecast for the twos, because that is ultimately your life path number. The 11 energy is an extension of that energy. Okay, so I went ahead and pulled an animal spirit card for you all for this month, for May, and you got pig spirit. And pig says, use your mind wisely. And so I have a feeling that this month, you may be caught up in the stories in your mind, and they may be distracting you or sort of veering you off course. And so I think it's important to remember that, you know, emotions we are meant to feel. We're meant to feel the anger, the sadness, the joy, the frustrations, whatever it is. We're emotional beings, so we are meant to feel the emotions. But when it comes to thoughts we can easily change. A thought is, you know, it depends on what kind of action we take from that thought, but it's those thoughts where the stories sort of originate. So be very mindful of your thoughts this month, especially. And for an example, if you find yourself saying you know, maybe you had some kind of a failure, or what you assume to be a failure. And so your thoughts are focused on, you know, I can't ever accomplish anything. I'm a loser. I'm a failure. Whatever it is, those low vibe thoughts that are coming in, those are the things that you have the power to change, right? So it's like, if you have those thoughts, when they come up for you, instead of feeding into those stories, try to take some time to shift the thought. And you might have to do it frequently. But if you have the thought, I'm such a loser, or I'm such a failure, replace that with, I'm doing the best that I can, and I'm still learning. It's okay. I'm going to be okay. You know, you just replace it with something that's a higher octave. And you may have to, like I said, you may have to continuously do that. And those negative thoughts may come in, and you may have to catch it quickly and replace it, and do that, you know, often enough to where eventually those thoughts, as soon as they come up, you're able to switch and you don't feed into those stories. It's when we get sort of captivated by those negative thoughts that we start to create the stories, and then those stories start to confine us. And so I think this month for you all is going to be around your thoughts and the stories that you, that contribute to sort of the actions that you take that stem from those thoughts. Okay. So just be really mindful of that this month, and just know, you know, when the emotion comes up, feel through the emotion, right? We're meant to feel those. We're meant to experience those emotions. We're not meant to suppress them. And it's not as easy to feel sad and then automatically change that emotion, right? But it is easy to change the thought. And a lot of times that's where the emotion stems from, or that's where the action stems from, is the original thought. So again, if you can kind of pay attention to the mind, the thoughts that you're having, and then work on, like I said, intervening as soon as possible to lift the energy, to lift the octave. I think you'll find the more you do that, the less you become prisoner of your own mind, okay? So I think that's going to be the focus this month, and I think that's why Pig Spirit has come in to say, use your mind wisely. Remember, you are in control of your mind. You can't really control the thoughts that come in, but you can control what you do with those thoughts and how long you sort of allow them to percolate, okay? So I broke the month down into 4 weeks, and we start we start May off with the first week, which is showing this need for independence. So this could be around relationships. This could be around career or business, needing to sort of break off on your own and venture out on your own and maybe start your own business, or start to spend more time doing a hobby that you love that could sort of lead into something that allows for more independence. I'm just getting this sense of like this need or desire for more solitude and independence and sort of standing on your own 2 feet. So when it comes to a relationship, if there's a relationship where you've been overly codependent, then you could see things come up around this time that are sort of nudging you in the direction of more self-sufficiency and again, sort of standing on your own and finding your own authenticity and independence and autonomy. That doesn't mean that you can't be in a relationship with somebody. That just means that if you feel that sense that you need your own independence, then it may be a sense where you've been a little bit codependent on somebody. So I just see this coming up really strongly. And if you can do that, if you can find your footing and sort of carve out that space that feels like your own, then you're going to find a lot of joy and fulfillment through that process. So it may be that the situation comes up at this time that allows you to start that process of, again, becoming more autonomous. Or it could be that this is where you make that decision to break out on your own. For some of you, it may be that you need to leave a relationship that's just become toxic because of the codependency. And again, find your independence again and show yourself that you can be independent and be self-sufficient. So I'm seeing that coming in really strongly that first week of May. The second and the third week really kind of go hand in hand, and so I'm kind of going to speak to both of them together. And this is where I feel Pig's message is coming in really, really strongly. There is something weighing heavily on your mind during mid-month, and it feels like whatever it is that's on your mind, those stories that are created within the mind, they're really taxing you. And so you become sort of hyper-focused on them, and it's lowering your vibration. It's really sort of bringing you down, giving you anxiety, bringing you sadness, bringing you into the down in the dumps type thing. And the energy really is asking you to, again, go within, take some time to rest and rejuvenate, and also find a way to sort of ease the stress. I'm getting this feeling of like high stress. So it's almost like whatever it is that's on your mind is bringing you a tremendous amount of stress and anxiety. And the key here is to take a closer look at the actual reality of what's happening. So bring yourself back to the present, take a closer look at the reality and see what's actually happening, so that you can actually tackle and overcome whatever obstacle there actually is. A lot of times when we create these stories in our head, the anticipation of whatever it is oftentimes much worse than the actual reality. And it's really hard to fight those stories because there's nothing tangible there. So the point is, mid-month, if you feel like you're hyper-focused on an issue, a problem, something that keeps coming up for you, and you find yourself sort of spiraling and you're overthinking it, or you're just in your head too much, that's your cue to come back to the present and start deconstructing the issue. Start deconstructing the actual tangible problem, because that's how you're going to overcome it. That's how you're going to be able to face it head on. It's really hard, like I said, to face those issues head on when they're intangible, when they're in your mind. So just make sure that the reality and the stories you're creating within your mind are the same. Like, you know what I mean? Like you're not making more out of it than it is and bringing yourself unnecessary stress. So mid-month, I'm just really getting this sense to really pay attention to your thoughts, pay attention to those stories that you're creating within, and find a way to release that tension. Find a way to sort of self-soothe, in the sense that you are really taking stock of the reality of what's happening, so that you can overcome whatever the obstacle actually is, and you're not creating stress where there doesn't need to be stress. Okay, a lot of times we can, when we're thinking about the future, we can worry and again, become anxious about what could happen. But the reality is, it hasn't happened that way. And so we're creating more stress and tension than we need to, if that makes sense. So I'm just really getting that energy mid-month, that there needs to be kind of a shift in focus, and really pay attention to those thoughts that and those stories that are in your mind. Last week of the month, we have this really beautiful energy. I feel like you're very confident. I feel like you've got some clarity, you've got a sense of direction. I'm also seeing some kind of recognition. So it may be that something that you are worried about really just corrects itself naturally and very easily. And there's some kind of accolade or recognition or validation that's associated with whatever this is. And it feels really light and beautiful. So I just feel like the struggle this month for you all is going to be with the mind and just overcoming those debilitating thoughts and changing them to a higher octave as quickly as possible, right? As soon as they come in, the action that you need to take is to shift the thought into something much, much more positive, right? Again, we're not avoiding the feelings that are associated with whatever comes up for you. We're just saying we're in control of the thoughts, not necessarily the thoughts that come in, but what we do with those thoughts. And so I just think that that's going to be your biggest sort of challenge this month. But in that challenge, you're gaining the tools to be able to do this ongoing, right? So that it doesn't continue to trip you up or debilitate you in a way, right? So beautiful energy at the end of the month. Like I said, that last week, I'm really seeing like some communication coming in, some clarity, some just feeling really confident in your path and your direction at this point. And then also some kind of recognition or just feeling really supported that's coming in strongly as well. So that's really beautiful. Beginning of the month, end of the month, really beautiful light energies. Mid-month, like I said, we've discussed it. You know what you kind of are up against there with those energies, but nothing you can't handle. And again, it's up to you to be able to move through that energy and again, get control of your thoughts and bring it back to the present and look at what you're actually facing. Okay. So an opportunity this month to gain some really valuable tools that you'll be able to use ongoing. But at the end of the month, we've got some beautiful clarity coming in, some beautiful communication, and just feeling really stable and secure in your current path. So I like to see that. And then we've got some recognition as well. So beautiful energy, 11 twos, you got this. So enjoy May. I think it'll be a nice month for you all. Like I said, a little bit of choppy waters mid-month, but again, it's nothing that you're not in control of. So, all right, 11s, take care. Bye for now.